A reading from the Holy Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 10 to 17. The healing of the crippled woman on a Sabbath. One Sabbath day, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who for 18 years had been possessed by a spirit that left her enfeebled. She was bent double and quite unable to stand upright. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are rid of your infirmity." And he laid his hands on her. And at once she straightened up and glorified God. But the synagogue official was indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. And he addressed the people present. "There are 6 days when work is to be done. Come and be healed on one of those days and not on the Sabbath." But the Lord answered him, "Hypocrites, is there one of you who does not untie his ox or donkey from the manger on the Sabbath and take it out for watering? And this woman, a daughter of Abraham, who has been held bound these 18 years, was it not right to untie her bonds on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his adversaries were covered with confusion, and all the people were overjoyed at all the wonders he worked. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whenever I hear the story of the woman bent over, I am reminded of a story from my own childhood. We had a very bent woman in our neighborhood, and I was fascinated to understand how she coped with her infirmity. And so I would imitate her posture, hoping to get an idea of how it must have felt. My mother, who did not want to encourage me into this posture, would remind me that if the wind changed, I might remain like that. So whenever I did this experiment with the bent over position, I would try to have one eye on my mother and the other on the wind. Well, of course, all I could see in that position was the ground. It didn't take long to appreciate the posture I had been given and to stand tall in the body that was mine. Recently, a woman who was making a retreat with me was praying with this particular gospel from Luke. She was having difficulty getting into the text, as the experience of being physically crippled had never been part of her life. So I suggested she might become a crippled woman just for a morning and walk around bent over, seeing nothing but the dust of the earth and people's feet. By lunchtime, she was really ready to be freed of this suggestion. Her back was aching, she was bored from looking at the ground, and she felt excluded from all that was going on around her. Now, Jesus did not need to heal her of a crippled back. However, she did become aware of other areas in her life where there was crippling, and where she did require the hand of Jesus to touch and heal her. In today's gospel, Jesus helps us to come to know where we might be crippled in body and in spirit. In the reading we have heard, we see Jesus healing the crippled woman. He simply sees her and his heart is moved with compassion. Even though he is teaching at the time, he recognizes a much more urgent need. This unnamed woman has been bent double and quite unable to stand upright for 18 years, and his touch can heal her. Now is the moment of grace. Without any obvious request on her part, Jesus simply calls her and lays hands on this one who has been shunned by society. At once she straightens up and glorifies God. Now, even though she could not have seen Jesus from her bent position, she knows he is of God, and so immediately she glorifies God. Jesus has crossed the line imposed by the society of the day and enters freely into this woman's life, both physically and spiritually. She who has been a double outcast is called by Jesus. What a shock! And yet, she has the backbone to respond, to come. At once there is a commotion among the hypocrites, with the leaders incensed, because Jesus is breaking the Sabbath. He has the finger pointed at him. Jesus' response? He names the woman a daughter of Abraham, and so of Sarah too. Now she belongs. She has a place in society where she can stand tall in her body and in her spirit. Raised by Jesus, an anonymous woman becomes good news. While Luke is the only one who gives us this story, it is a powerful and loving one of healing and inclusion, which enables the crippled woman and us in our infirmities to be free from what cripples us. The invitation is to remain in relationship with Jesus, our healer, so as to avoid crippling ourselves and others, and thus, like Jesus, be a healing presence in our world. Blessings on this day.